tonight is a battle fought with prayer and praise. First of all, I want us to see who are we fighting with. Not only who are we fighting against, obviously we're fighting against the devil and the world, but who are we fighting with? Who's our partner in this battle, in this world? I submit to us, it's each of us, our Christian friends, our family who know Jesus Christ as their Savior. We're fighting with our church family. We see mentioned here first in verse 16, and it came to pass as we. I want us to see that we. That's talking about Paul and Silas. And it says, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Paul and Silas, they're out preaching and giving the gospel and preaching. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Even this demon knew what they were doing. Even this demon knew the Lord.
Amen.
He knew the person they were talking about. Yeah. And this did she many days, not just one day, but over and over again. She kept on following them and obviously grieving the Holy Spirit and speaking over Paul and Silas and what they were trying to do and lead people to the Lord. And Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. In Acts 15:22 is when we first see and hear of Silas. We first see, and going back to who are we fighting with, we see that Silas, it reads that he was the chosen man from Jerusalem to send with Paul and Barnabas, and it says that he was chief among the brethren. So he was sent with Barnabas and Paul before Paul and Barnabas split up and had that disagreement about who they wanted to take with their missionary journeys. And we see that Paul chose Silas, and Silas went with Paul. And it's saying here that he was chief among the brethren. So he knew God, and he was his brothers knew that he was a good man. It matters who you go to spiritual battle with.
Amen.
You better sure that your spiritual partner, your spiritual friend, your church family, you better make sure that they're right with God. If you confide in them, if you plan on them to pray for you and be your partner in this world, I wish it could be said of all of us, of all Christians, that we are chief among the brethren. That our friends and our family can say that this man he's saved. He not only he's saved, but he's living for the Lord. He's sharing the gospel, and he's spiritually. I would not want to go to war with anybody else except my people here at church. I'm thankful for the people that God sent in my life. I'm thankful for this church, Linwood, who that I know I can confide in. I know my pastor I can confide in. I know everyone else here. And we heard a little bit about that Sunday night when Pastor saying God can take someone who you've never met before, may not even be the same race, from the same place, rich or poor, but God in His mercy, God in His grace can take that person that you know nothing about. You're nothing alike, and take and form a bond just like He did here with Paul and Silas. So that they two working together can do something for the Lord that they couldn't do alone and by themselves. We see even the demon knew that Paul and Silas were doing this. I wonder if the world sees Christ in us and knows and can tell a difference in how we are and how we act compared to the other people in the world. We're called to be a peculiar people. Secondly, I want us to see who are we fighting for. In Acts 16:23. We'll go back in it and brought them to the magistrates in verse 20. After this, and when her master saw that Paul had finally cast out that demon, her masters that owned this girl saw that all this soothsaying that she was done, she can no longer do it because this demon had been cast out. And then it says, the rulers drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city and teach custom which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. If you're living for the Lord, if you're doing what you're supposed to, we're going to be persecuted just like Paul and Silas were here. And now in verse 23, we see who are we fighting for? And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into the prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. We see here, in these times when our faith is tried and challenged, we need to be strong and prepare ourselves before that trial comes. Paul and Silas no doubt were right with the Lord, because they were living for the Lord before this trial even came. They were telling people about the Lord, living for the Lord. And they knew that persecution could likely come, but they were prepared for it. And it says, this jailer, they were whipped and beat, no likely bleeding and hurt, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in stocks. Matthew Henry says the inner prison would have been the dungeon into which none were usually put but condemned malefactors. Dark at noonday, damp and cold and dirty. This world devil does not play fair. We see that they were cast into the inner prison. These men of God who did no wrong were cast into a place that only the worst went. We see at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. So not only were they put into the inner prison and their feet, the jailer said, well, that's not enough. They were going to sock their feet just to make sure. I wonder if he would have heard stories about how God's people, how miraculously God brought his people out. He's like, let's take one more precaution and sock their feet. And at midnight, through all of this, when all else is falling around you, I'm glad for the peace that we have inside. Amen. Through all the uproar of life, through all the trials and temptations of life, no matter what comes tomorrow, what's in our life today, we have a peace inside. Amen. As Christians who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we can always go back to Him because of that peace that He's given us. I can just see Paul now sitting in the prison here. You know, I wonder if before this they may not have got to talk much because they were so busy witnessing and preaching. Maybe Paul, he's shackled up, no doubt hurting from all this, the whipping that he got. But I can see Paul now. Silas, let me tell you a little bit about my life. Let me tell you a little bit of how my name was once Saul. And there was one day I was going to Damascus to kill a bunch of Christians. Amen. And God called my name and I got gloriously saved. And the man you know today is not the man who I used to be. And that is just a little bit about me. Maybe they started singing some songs and we see that they prayed and they sang. Maybe he started singing, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Amen. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Maybe in Psalm 34 he read this and quoted this as they sang together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. This storm they were going through, this jail they were in, brother, this hurt they were being in, I could just hear them now singing and praising. No doubt those other prisoners were hearing them and singing them and hearing them sing. And that jailer, no doubt, was hearing those praises through their dark times, wondering what kind of peace do you have to have to be in such hurt and pain and in shackles to still have such peace. And that peace can only be found in Jesus Christ. That's the only peace that can be found. Paul remembered a time in his life when God changed his life and he knew it was better to suffer for Christ than to live freely in this world. In verse 26, God saw their faithfulness, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's hands were loosed. They were going through this trial in their life, praising and singing. I wonder if in this prison they gave up, what would happen? I submit to you, more than likely, I bet they would have died there. I just wonder that. But God saw their singing and their praising, and He suddenly caused an earthquake so that the foundations, the doors, and the shackles came off of their feet. We see, thirdly, who are we fighting to win? Who are we fighting to win? To the Lord. we see in verse 27. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he threw out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. And Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. We see here that Paul and Silas see the fruits of their trials. They finally see why they had went through this. One of the reasons of probably many that they went through this, not only did they preach in the cities which caused their trial, but they go to the jail, into the inner prison, which more than likely those people in the inner prison, if there were other prisoners there, they had not seen or talked to another person outside those walls in a long time. Sure. So Paul and Silas used this saying and no doubt were sharing the gospel through their song and through their praying while they're in this inner prison to these other prisoners. Then we see that they win this guard to the Lord. He was about to kill himself because he saw all these prisoners were gone, where no doubt he would have been punished for letting these people go. And Paul screams out, says, We're all here. Then he called for the light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Hey. All that prayer and all that singing, I bet, was just witnessing to him as he was sitting there. And finally, those doors open wide and then no one leaves. What a witness that must have been. I want us to see not only that, but his whole house was saved because of this. Because of their trial, because of Paul and Silas' trial, and them living for the Lord and doing what the Lord told them to do through this trial of their life, not only did they get the victory, but people around them got the victory as well. I saw this quote. I don't know who the man was. His name's Bob Munford, but I saw this quote online, and it's great. Peace with God brings the peace of God. It is a peace that settles our nerves, fills our mind, floods our spirit, and in the midst of the uproar around us, gives us the assurance that everything is all right. I want us to see that through the battle of our life, through this world, while we're down here, although I believe it won't be much longer, it's going to be a battle. And it's going to be a battle fought with the Lord through prayer and praise to Him, through what He did for us on that cross so many years ago, as we'll be celebrating a little bit next week. I want to thank God for that. And it's going to be a battle fought with prayer and praise. Let's pray. God, I want to thank you for this day and everything you give us, Lord. I pray that what was said tonight would bring you glory in that alone. I pray that it would be used to speak to your people, Lord. I pray as we go out tonight that in this world it's going to be hard, but it's going to be a battle. Help us to live it, Lord, through prayer and praising your name for what you did. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.